Glad to know this is a short message. Doesn't mean it doesn't pack some punch, but it just means it's short. We should pray for it, too. It's a selfish prayer. Lord, don't let him bore me. So let's pray. Lord, I ask that you would speak to us by the scriptures today and through all the things that are going on around here and the fact that we're here today. I ask that you would let your voice be heard in Jesus' name. Amen. Back in 1992, when I was writing The Awakening and everything, what came up to me was the fact that the scripture for the covering for The Awakening should come out of 1 Samuel chapter 3. It's a story of a teenager named Samuel. He grew up in the church, and he was in the presence of the Lord. His job, it says so in Scripture, was to minister to the Lord, which meant that he would work around the church all the time. In fact, he lived there at the church, and he was under the direction of the priest by the name of Eli. He lived in the temple of the Lord since he was a small child, probably 4 or 5 years old. His mother had dedicated him to the work of the Lord and sent him to the temple to be the part of that work. And I want us to read the story. I have it printed. It's 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. This is the actual covering story for the awakening that's taking place over there right now. Here we go. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down within the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel," and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down, and the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in the place, and the Lord came and stood forth, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for thy servant hears." What's going on here is that Samuel, who is a teenager, lay down to sleep for the night in the temple of God, just as he had done for every night, you know, for the last few years, actually. He was almost asleep when God called to him, but Samuel did not recognize the voice of God. Even though he'd been around the church all his life, he didn't recognize the Lord's voice when he called him, and Samuel thought that Eli, the priest, the minister, basically, was calling to him, and he ran to the priest Eli, and he said, "Here I am, you call me." And since Eli didn't call him, he sent him back to bed, and this happened 2 more times to Samuel, and finally Eli realized it was the Lord who was speaking to Samuel, so he told Samuel. He said, "Now go and lie down, and if he calls you, you say this, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" The next time the Lord came and called Samuel, he answered. He said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." And it was at that point that Samuel really began his relationship with the Lord God, and over the years then became the God's prophet and voice to the people. We have a group of young people over there, but we have a group of men down in Taylorville that we're doing the great banquet with as well at this time. And I think there's a picture in this story of the church's relationship with us. Those of you who have been to the great banquet or the awakening, one of the things that we do in the context of that is we point people towards God. Now, on these two weekends, you have a bunch of lay people who are standing up and they're giving talks to the people who are attending, and that's fine and dandy. But sometimes it ends up being God's voice for a particular person in a particular way. And some of you have been the recipient of that, have you not? Yes. And just as Eli was the minister of the church who pointed out to Samuel the voice of God for him, I think that's part of our relationship with one another. Over there right now, there are some young men and older men who are serving in that. But part of what they're doing is they're giving the message of the weekend. But what they're also doing is they said what Eli did. You need to listen. If God speaks to you, you need to listen and pay attention. I know that this, when I stand up here, you see a guy standing up here, and I give us a message every week pretty much, but occasionally that message is not me. Sometimes it's the voice of God for someone, one of you maybe, even today. I know people, you know, like Samuel. A lot of people have been around the church a long time, numbers of years, and you might even spend all your life in church, literally, but sometimes God talks to us. We need to recognize the voice of God in our lives. It may sound like a human being. It may be coming out of a human being, but it is, in fact, the Word of God for you at that time. I think many of us are like Samuel. And actually, you can be like Samuel more than once. And the purpose of the church's collective witness, our witness to one another, what I do up here, what we do in Sunday school and everything, our collective witness to one another is to help people recognize the voice of God in their lives. It's not just the minister talking. It's not just the church talking. And what we're doing right now with the awakening is to help people recognize the voice of God in their own life so that they can respond to that voice as God leads them. Samuel is a model and a picture for us in many ways. We can take heart in this picture because if you think about what happened here, God called Samuel three times and he did not recognize the voice. Finally, Samuel's minister figured out what was going on and he told Samuel, now listen, you need to go lay down and listen and answer the voice. And we can take heart in the fact that God called Samuel three times. He didn't recognize the voice. God keeps calling us until we wake up and we begin to recognize his voice. If we need help, he will often use the church, its ministers, to point us in the right direction when the voice is heard. Pay attention. And listen, and ask the Lord, now speak to me. Many of us are like Samuel. Sometimes it takes someone to help us recognize that the voice of God is calling us in our lives. And I think the purpose of the church in your life and my life, if part of what we do is we're to be like Eli and point you in the right direction. And you come and you're in church, and like these young men that are over there, even the ones down in prison, part of what our job is, we point people, say, pay attention. It's not just a group of men are showing up in prison. It's God who has shown up in prison. And he is speaking to you. He may be using these imperfect vessels of men speak that voice, but he is speaking to you. You need to respond to it. And it's our prayer. Sometimes that's the beginning of faith. Sometimes it's returning in faith. Sometimes it's hearing the voice for direction in terms of our lives, like Samuel. And that's all I have to say about that.